Now, the Israeli military has launched more attacks on the Gaza Strip after a three-day-old truce collapsed on Friday. According to reports coming out of Gaza, Israeli artillery shelled northern parts of the enclave. Earlier on Friday, at least five people, including two children, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on northern and southern parts of the besieged territory. Nearly 1,900 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli onslaught on Gaza since July. Meanwhile, Palestinian officials say at least 60 mosques have been destroyed during the Israeli aggression. Also, Gaza's Ministry of Agriculture announced that the Israeli offensive has caused $251 million of damage to the territory's agricultural sector.
Rocket fire towards Israel and the Israeli military airstrikes in Gaza have once again resumed after a three-day ceasefire expired. During the talks, Israel rejected Palestinian resistance groups' demands to lift the crippling siege of the Gaza Strip that's been in place since 2007. Israel's disarmament demands were in return brushed off by the Palestinians.
Demilitarization of Gaza will not be accepted at all by all Palestinian factions. Even President Abbas will not accept it because Gaza is part of Palestine and Palestine is still under occupation. And all international charters and international decisions, international resolutions, all these justify resistance, armed resistance, when there is occupation.
The future of the mediated talks is now unclear after the failure to reach an agreement.
This time, the Palestinians, it seems, have learned the lessons of the previous wars, and they are not ready to be deceived anymore.
Palestinian groups, as they had pledged on Thursday, fired several rockets into Israel immediately after the truce expired, sounding sirens in several cities and towns and causing casualties. Israel has also pounded many areas on the besieged enclave. Reports from Gaza say one of the attacks hit the backyard of a mosque. International outrage over Israel's atrocities that began over a month ago has been mounting in recent weeks, as civilians have mostly fallen victim to the deadly war. An Israeli ex-combat soldier who is now an activist with an NGO called Breaking the Silence says shelling can never be targeted. Aydin Barir says despite Israeli claims of trying to avoid civilian casualties, its use of artillery in densely populated areas makes it impossible to avoid hurting civilians. Thousands of artillery shells have been fired on the coastal territory since Israel's ground invasion started, leaving a trail of death and destruction across the tiny coastal strip. The high civilian toll in the Gaza Strip has caused global outrage against Israel. Over the past weeks, numerous protests have been held in different countries to condemn Tel Aviv's disproportionate war on Gaza. People in many countries who are angered by the international community's inaction and its silence on the war have once again taken measures into their own hands by launching campaigns to boycott Israeli goods. Campaigns for an arms embargo on Israel have also gained momentum, as many believe Tel Aviv is committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. Many experts say, with or without Hamas, Israel will never stop trying to fulfill its promise to wipe out Palestinians, as long as it enjoys impunity for the crimes it's committed over the past decades.
Let's cross over to our correspondent Ashraf Shannon, who's standing by in the Gaza Strip with the very latest. Ashraf, tell us a bit more about what the situation is like on the ground right now.
Yes, Kenny's minutes ago, the Israeli Air Force targeted a mosque in the Al-Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza, destroying it completely. And also another raid on Gaza City's Zaytun neighborhood. Another mosque was hit for the second time and completely destroyed this time. The Israeli war in Gaza continues. Air raids, tank shelling from inside Israeli territory towards the Gaza Strip, especially on northern Gaza and on the areas east of the central Gaza Strip refugee camp of Al-Buraj. Israeli gunboats also fired their guns towards the coastal areas of the Gaza Strip, all the way from Rafah to Beth Lahia in the north. On the first day of the end of the truce, we're talking about Friday, the truce ended, or the ceasefire ended at 0500 GMT on Friday. Israel killed five Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, including two children. Palestinian resistance fighters retaliated by firing at least 33 rockets towards Israeli towns surrounding the Gaza Strip.
Okay, and Ashraf, of course, as people had hoped, this 72-hour ceasefire could have transpired into a longer truce, which did not happen. It's quite clear Israel is not ready to lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip. The humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip is beyond catastrophic right now as we speak. However, can Gaza Strip go on with such an indiscriminate onslaught on Gaza?
Kenes, no one can go on as in light of ongoing Israeli attacks and also having your Arab neighbor like Egypt turning its back to the 1.8 million people living here. So the Palestinians in Gaza will go as long as they can, but without external support from people around the world, it's not only the moral support. They need material support. They need medicines. They need food. And resistance factions are also calling for weapons to be sent to Gaza in order to help them fight the Israeli aggression.
Okay. Our correspondent, Ashraf Shannon, there, reporting from the Gaza Strip with the very latest. Ashraf, thank you very much for that update.